We continue four lines down from the top on Nun Vav Omid Beis with another story regarding Yayanessa. Chahu Uvda Tahava bin Arda. There's another incident which occurred in Arda. The Dashu Yisroel Ve'ovid Kochavim Lahu Chamra. A Yisrael and an Ovid Kochavim were trampling together on Lahu Chamra, on wine. In other words, they created Yayin Nesach together. However, v'shehia Shmuel tlasa rigli, and Shmuel waited three regalim to figure out the answer. Apparently, he waited for a Pesach and a Shavuos and a Sukkos. He wasn't able, it seems, to find the answer. But why did he wait? He waited. Why did he wait for three regalim? Because on the Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos were when there would be big gatherings for people who would be darshaning halachas. So he figured he would wait for that time where there's a big crowd of chashuv gedolim who would be able to answer the question. So then the Gemara asks, well, what was the big deal? Why was he wait? The guy wanted an answer about the wine. You're waiting a long time to give him a response. My time, what did he do this for? If it was because he wanted to see if there was a halachic decisor who would be strict like Rabbi Nassan's ruling, which he would then adopt that teaching to say that the wine would be prohibited from getting benefit from, because that's for Rav Nassan's ruling. The Tanya Madadu Bein Biyad Bein Berekel Yimachir Rav Nassan Omer Biyad Asher Berekel Mutter. Rav Nassan says that if an Ovid Kochavim was measuring the wine of a Jew and he just put his hand or his arm into the barrel to measure, and he maybe touched the wine, just touching it, Rav Nassan says, the whole barrel becomes asur b'hana. However, what is very clear, it says that if you do it b'regel, if you do it with your feet, it doesn't become, even according to Rav Nassan, it doesn't become asur b'hana. So the Gemara says, Eimar da'amar Rav Nassan b'yad b'regel miyara. He doesn't say with the feet. So here, they were trampling on the wine together. So of course, there wouldn't be any reason for Shmuel to wait for someone to be strict like Rav Nassan, because even Rav Nassan wasn't that strict in this case, because they're trampling with their feet, and even Rav Nassan wouldn't say that trampling with their feet would be reason to prohibit the wine behana. So rather, why was he waiting so long? He was waiting for some halachic decisor to rule like Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is the one who says that if a non-Jew touches wine, as long as he didn't have intention to make it Yayin Nesach, it doesn't become Asur Behana. Not only is it not Asur Behana, you can even drink it. And therefore, he was waiting for that Koach de Hetera. He was waiting for a Darshan to paskin leniently, to the so lenient that he could tell the fellow that even though he was trampling on the wine together with the Ovid Kochavim, he would be allowed to drink the wine. This was talking about his own wine, that clearly this was his own wine, and he was trampling together with his own wine with the Ovid Kochavim. Rav Shmuel wanted to wait to get that heter. It's amazing that Shmuel is all over Shas as the one who's passing so often, and here we have Shmuel waiting three regalim to get an answer, which he wasn't willing to paskin on his own. We should all have that type of humility.